So this guy comes up to me and he says, "What's the vision? What's the big idea?" I open my mouth and the words come out like this: "The vision? The vision is Jesus. Dangerously, obsessively, undeniably Jesus. The vision is an army of young people. You see bones, I see an army. And they are free from materialism. They laugh at 9-to-5 little prisons. They could eat caviar on Monday and crust on Tuesday. They wouldn't even notice. They know the meaning of the Matrix and how the West was won. People write their addresses in pencil. They're mobile like the wind. They belong to the nations. They need no passport. They are free, yet they are slaves of the dirty and hurting and dying. What is the vision? The vision is holiness that hurts the eyes. It makes children laugh and adults angry. It gave up the game of minimum integrity long ago to reach for the stars. It scorns the good and strains for the best. It is dangerously pure. Light flickers from every secret motive, every private conversation. It loves people away from their Satan games, their suicide leaps. This is an army that will lay down its life for the cause. 1,000,000 times a day, its soldiers choose to lose that they might one day win. The great well done of faithful sons and daughters. Such heroes are as radical on Monday morning as Sunday night. They don't need fame from names. Instead, they grin upwards and hear the crowd chanting again and again, 'Come on!' And this is the sound of the underground, the whisper of history in the making. Foundations shaking, revolutionaries are dreaming once again. Mystery is scheming in whispers, conspiracy is breathing. This is the sound of the underground, and the army is disciplined. Young people who beat their bodies into submission. Every soldier would take a bullet for his comrade at arms. The tattoo on their back boasts, 'For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.' Sacrifice fuels the fire of victory in their upward eyes. Winners, martyrs, who can stop them? Can hormones hold them back? Can failure succeed? Can fear scare them or death kill them? And the generation prays like a dying man, with groans beyond talking, with warrior cries, sulfuric tears and great barrow loads of laughter. Waiting, watching, 24/7, 365, whatever it takes, they will give. Breaking the rules, shaking mediocrity from its cozy little hide. Laying down their rights and their precious little wrongs. Laughing at labels, fasting essentials. The advertisers cannot null them. Hollywood cannot hold them. Peer pressure is powerless to shake their resolve at late night parties before the cockerel cries. They are incredibly cool. Dangerously attractive on the inside. On the outside, they hardly care. They wear clothes like costumes to communicate and celebrate, but never to hide. Would they surrender their image or their popularity? They would surrender their very lives. Swap seats with a man on death row, guilty as hell. A throne for an electric chair, with blood and sweat and many tears. With sleepless nights and fruitless days, they pray as if it all depends on God, and they live as if it all depends on them. Their DNA chooses life. He breathes out, they breathe in. Their subconscious sings. They had a blood transfusion with Jesus. Their words make demons scream in shopping malls. And this is the sound of the underground. Don't you hear them coming? Herald the weirdos, summon the losers and the freaks. Here come the frightened and forgotten with fire in their eyes. They walk tall and trees applaud. Skyscrapers bow, mountains are dwarfed by these children of another dimension. Their prayers summon the hounds of heaven and invoke the ancient dream of Eden. And this vision will be. It will come to pass. It will come easily. It will come soon. How do I know? Well, I know because this is the longing of creation itself, the groaning of the spirit, the very dream of God. My tomorrow is his today. My distant hope is his 3D. And my feeble, whispered, faithless prayer invokes a thunderous, resounding
bone-shaking great amen from countless angels, from heroes of the faith, from Jesus himself. And he is the original dreamer, the ultimate winner, and that, my friend, is quite simply guaranteed.